The Point of No Return. Very popular album. Celebrating its 40th anniversary of its release with a big tour. Kansas is back on the road, and joining us now, I guess we have to call you the new lead singer for the band Kansas. Ronnie Platt, good morning.
Yes, the new lead singer, 5 years in, and it's so funny, Billy Greer, who's been with the band 35 years, they still call him the new bass player.
Really?
Jim, how's things in Janesville, Wisconsin?
Hey, we're...
the beautiful Cheddar Curtain.
We're doing great up here. And you mentioned Cheddar Curtain. One of our account executives just walked in here with some new cheese curds and pizza from Max Pizza Shack, one of our popular little pizza joints here. They're introducing some new menu items today, so we get to sample those. It's part of the grueling part of this job, you know?
Put some to the side, Tim. I'm on my way.
Okay, you got it. Hey, it is so great to talk to you, anybody that is associated with a band as legendary as Kansas is. And the tour, as I understand it, is kind of in the middle now. You're doing this sort of in phases, right?
Yeah, it's been crazy. You know, we actually did Left Overture prior to this show, and Phil Ehart, original drummer for Kansas and CEO of the band, when he originally talked to Keith, our agent, about doing, you know, a Left Overture 40th anniversary show, they said, you know what, we'll try this in maybe a dozen markets, see how it goes over, maybe 15. That Left Overture show ended up being over 80 shows. Oh, my God. And now, Point of No Return has long surpassed that. Isn't that amazing?
It's fabulous. It's not surprising.
We're doing it in phases. You are correct about phases. We're just, as a matter of fact, I think the Coronado, I think we only have one or two more Point of No Return shows before we go into our, you know, our summertime set. But then we're picking up our poker show. We call it Poker Show, Point of No Return. We pick it right back up in the fall and take up where we left off, because this show is it's just too great. It's too great.
Well, one of the cool things about this, I mean, a lot of bands will tour for anniversaries and special occasions and that kind of stuff. But as I understand it, part of the whole idea of the Point of No Return tour is you're actually performing every song on the album.
Yes, and it's in the sequence that it was on the album. I mean,
oh, that's even cooler.
It is. It's really cool, and it's, you know, it's funny how the audience, they know what's next. You know, it's like the really hardcore fans, and I know when I bought the album, you know, back in the day, you would drop the needle, listen to the entire side one,
yep,
flip the album, listen to the entire side two, and just keep flipping, you know. So you, in your subconscious, you have that sequence kind of like in the back of your mind. You know what's next, but it's still a surprise, you know, to hear that live presentation right in front of your face is just. Hold on to your seats.
Oh yeah,
folks,
and I got—I mean, I don't know, but it's one of those. I don't know if it's ever been done before in that particular way. I mean, you're used to going to see, you know, your favorite bands, and they play a lot of your favorite tunes. But I've never seen one that's actually sequenced the album. And you're right, I would be going along, going, well, next song should be whatever is the next track on the album. And to happen, you'd be like,
question.
Cool.
Yeah, that's a good question. I know other bands have had anniversary tours of albums where they've played the album,
yeah,
but I don't know if they've done it in the sequence that it was on the album. I don't know.
I think that's totally awesome. Oh, man. I got to ask you, what's it like rolling with Kansas here for 5 years? Obviously, you know, you replaced a legend in his own time. What's that been like?
You know, it's funny. I have two perspectives, because I can't believe I'm very shortly here going to be celebrating my fifth year as the lead singer of Kansas. And one perspective is I can't tell you where the last 5 years have gone. It feels like 5 months in some respects. You know, it's gone by so quickly, and in some ways, it feels like I've always been here. You know, we've done so many. I know I'm well over 400 shows now. Do you believe
that?
Wow. I mean, I've been with the band coming up on 5 years and done over 400 shows.
That's amazing.
It really is, and it really gives me a wild perspective, but it's been great. It really has. It's been wild to do the music that that I've just loved my entire life. You know, like I've said many times, I've won the rock and roll lottery.
I'm sure it feels like that. Now, especially maybe so, if we go back and say, well, you've been in the music industry a long time. How did you finally hook up with Kansas? Well, that's not necessarily your background, right?
I was living a double life for the majority of my life, being a truck driver around the beautiful city of Chicago, of which from time to time I was up in that beautiful city of Janesville, Wisconsin, making deliveries. So I've been around, but the whole time I was driving a truck, I was, you know, always had at least one local cover band really pulling double duty, and was lucky enough to become the lead singer of the band Shooting Star, for those of you who remember the band Shooting Star, not the song by Bad Company,
right?
the band. And how ironic is this? Shooting Star came out of Lawrence, Kansas, actually started as kind of a prog rock band with a violin player. And, you know, how wild that I was the lead singer of Shooting Star from 2007 to 2011, and then end up, you know, how does a guy from Chicago end up in two bands from Kansas? You know, kind of a wild story. But I think that's really when Rich Williams and Phil took note of me when I was singing with Shooting Star, because we did a Tim, I got to tell you, I never get tired of saying this lineup. I played the Moon Dance Festival up in Walker, Minnesota, and this was just Thursday's lineup. It was Shooting Star, Foghat, Kansas, Sheryl Crow, and Journey. That was Thursday's lineup. Is that insane?
That is awesome.
But that's the show that I really, you know, I'm up there with Shooting Star. We're doing our set, and I look over to the side of the stage, and I see, you know, the legendary Rich Williams from Kansas at the monitor board watching our set, you know, so that was pretty cool. But I think that's when they took notice of me. And when Steve retired, I dropped him a line. And long story short, 1 week after contacting Rich, I was the lead singer of Kansas.
Wow. What is it they say? Good things happen slowly, great things happen all at once.
Right.
That's where you are. Well, it is awesome. It is awesome chatting with you. What is the what's the show kind of going to look like for people that get down to the Coronado on the 10th of May? I think it is, right?
And can't wait to get to the Coronado. We've been there before, and this, you know, Rockford to me, that's my backyard. I'm in Lombard, Illinois right now. This is home base for me. So, you know, it's just a great show. We start off with an acoustic set. You know, we'll knock out five songs for you acoustically. We go right into a rock set. No breaks. Use the bathroom before you sit down. We always give that warning. No breaks, but from the acoustic right into a rock set where we're playing songs from 10 different Kansas albums. So we're trying to, you know, please everybody, you know, the hardcore fan there, and then right in the Point of No Return in its entirety, the sequence that it was on the album. It's a great show, and band is on fire. So don't miss this show.
Absolutely. Hey, I know I got to cut you loose here so you can get on to other interviews today, but it's been a great pleasure to talk with you. We wish you much continued success, Ronnie.
Tim, thank you so much. And gosh, May 10th is right around the corner. We will see you very soon.
All right, you got it. Take care.
Ronnie, thanks, man. Bye-bye now.
Ronnie Platt, new lead singer. He'll be the new lead singer forever for Kansas. Okay, it's May 10th, Coronado Performing Arts Center, which is coronadopac.org if you want to go get your tickets, or you can find them on Ticketmaster as well. They say the show runs more than 2 hours, and as Ronnie said, it's start to the finish. Be sure you're prepped to rock and roll all night.
Well, they said they open with 5 acoustic songs and then go into a rock set and then do the album.
Yeah, because I don't know, the album itself probably, I mean,
guessing it's 20 minutes.
Yeah, or a little better than that. But yeah, there's what, 5 or, I don't remember the layout of that album well enough. If that's a 7 and 7, or what it is, but going to be a great show. And you can go, you can see it. The band then, as Ronnie indicated, takes a kind of a summer break, but this is about your only opportunity to see Kansas. They will be in Wausau, Wisconsin on October 11th. And then they are doing 2 dates around Ronnie's house, probably. October 18th and 19th. Champaign, Illinois on the 18th. And Waukegan, Illinois, that would be probably the next closest one, on the 19th of October. But those are the only other remaining Wisconsin dates at all. So this one is the closest, and both in date and distance. It is May 10th at the Coronado Performing Arts Center. Awesome stuff.